Hello, and welcome to KKRN Community Radio's The Eclectic Hour. I'm your host, Greg Boyer. The Eclectic Hour is a show that is sometimes an eclectic mix of music only, and it's sometimes interviews with music woven in relating to the subject and to the person being interviewed. Today, we have singer-songwriter Bob Christensen in studio. Now, today's show is entitled Musicians from the Strawberry Music Festival. And all of the music I'll play today is from musicians that have played or were scheduled to play at the Strawberry Music Festival. We locally in Shasta County have a Strawberry Music Festival, or not Strawberry Music Festival, but just a Strawberry Festival, and that's not what this is. To those who don't know about this festival, Bob Christensen will enlighten us because he's attended a number of times, and I've never attended, so I'll be learning as well. Bob, thank you for being here, and what can you tell us about the Strawberry Music Festival?
Well, what I know about it is it started in the mid-80s. I think it moved around a little bit and then settled at Camp Mather, which was a camp built in Yosemite by the city of San Francisco when they were constructing the Hetch Hetchy Water Project that feeds water into San Francisco. So they rented that for years and years and years until 3 or 4 or 5 years ago. My timelines are not, I'm not good with that. There was a huge fire, and they were moved out. So since then, they've been moving around. They've been to Nevada City, and now I understand they're in Jackson for the Spring Festival. So they're still realigning.
Mm-hmm. And how many years did you attend the festival?
I was pretty faithful from probably 99 into 2006, 2007. Mm-hmm. Number of years.
Okay. And let our listeners know that you provided me with a number of the CDs that we're going to be playing from today. Perhaps some of those you got there at the festival, didn't
some
you?
Some of them.
Mm-hmm. So I thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Now, the first we're going to play is from Dave Alvin. And Dave Alvin, he did a CD that you gave to me that was all singer-songwriters from California.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first three songs will be that. And Here in California is going to be our first song, and that was written by Kate Wolf. And, of course, we've had a Kate Wolf Festival Eclectic Hour already. But great songs. So Here in California is our first one, and it's done by Dave Alvin.
Young, my mother told me, she said, son, take your time and don't fall in love too quickly before you know you're mine. And she held me around the shoulder, and in a voice soft and kind, she said, love can make you happy, and love can rob you blind. Here in California, fruit hangs heavy on the vine. There's no gold. I thought I'd warn you that the hills turn brown in the summertime.
Well, I may learn to love you, but I can't say time to know you. that the hills turn brown in the summertime.
It's an old familiar story. It's an old familiar rhyme to everything. There is a season to every purpose. There's a time.
Time to love and come together. There's no gold. I thought I'd warn ya that the hills turn brown in the summertime.
There's no gold. I thought I'd warn ya that the hills turn brown in the summertime.
Dave Alvin and Christy McWilson joined Dave on that selection. Now, our next song is called California Bloodlines, and it's by John Stewart, and he's not the TV guy. I was listening to this John Stewart before the TV guy ever was on air, and this John Stewart happens to be one of my favorite singer-songwriters. His California Bloodlines album was voted the best album of the 20th century by Rolling Stone magazine, and I've played this album more times than I could possibly remember, and this is title track from that album, California Bloodlines, done by Dave Alvin.
There's California bloodlines in my heart, and a California woman in my song. There's California bloodlines in my heart, and a California heartbeat in my soul. There's California bloodlines in my heart, and a California heartbeat in my soul.
Our last song by Dave Alvin is actually written by Dave Alvin, and it is called Between the Cracks.
Sundown on the San Joaquin, and an old woman walks home from work, from another day in the fields and another day in the dirt. She lights a sacred candle next to an old photograph, and she says a prayer for a boy who fell between the cracks. She stares at a photo of this young boy who caused so much pain in countless 12-round bloodbaths, when Kid Jesus was his name. And he was the pride of the valley, till the night he stayed down on his back. And when he took the dive, he disappeared down between the cracks. She says Jesus was born a poor boy on the wrong side of the tracks, and he rose again, but not before he fell between the cracks. She rereads the one letter that he wrote her from down in L.A. And he said, please don't worry about me, 'cause I'll come back again someday. But she remembers every story that's whispered behind her back, about a shooting outside a liquor store somewhere between the cracks. She says Jesus was born a poor boy on the wrong side of the tracks, and he rose again, but not before he fell between the cracks. Sunrise on the San Joaquin, and an old woman walks off to work, to another day in the fields and another day in the dirt. She looks around at the children dropping rich men's fruit in their sacks, and
she says a prayer for all of us trapped between the cracks. She says Jesus was born a poor boy on the wrong side of the tracks, and he rose again, but not before he fell between the cracks. And he rose again, but not before he fell between the cracks.
Dave Alvin, one of those people that has played at the Strawberry Music Festival. Next up is Peter Rowan, and he's played there as well. All of these people have played there. This particular song is called For Gods, For Kings, and For Gold. And Bob Christensen, you said something about that particular CD, I seem to remember. Am I right?
Well, the one I have by him, I'm not sure if it's the same one, is Wake Me in the New World.
That's the same CD.
Same CD, yeah. This mm-hmm. is an interesting, I like this one a lot.
Me too. And so I wanted to include something like that.
Yeah.
And, good stuff, and it has something to say as well. So I got to see him at the Blackberry Festival in Weed a few years ago, and he was MC for part of it. And very good. Really enjoyed the show and what he did. So we're going to get to enjoy Peter Rowan, For Gods, For Kings, and For Gold.
In the beginning, God created heaven and earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved on the face of the water. San Salvador was the first sight of land. In our great ships, driven by white clouds, we came. With Venetian glass beads, shiny bronze bells, bright red cloth caps, and sugar cane. Yeah, we carried our Savior o'er the sea, nailed to the cross for you and for me. To the Garden of Eden, where innocence dies, in the name of the God who crucifies. Ooh. The steps of the temple, blood running down, obsidian knives lift beating hearts to the sun. So the God will continue his journey of life without growing weary from morning till night. While the fires of Aztec sacrifice burn, Quetzalcoatl, jaguar, plumed serpent returns. Cortez Montezuma brings offerings of gold. Quetzalcoatl reclaims his kingdom of old. Yeah, we carried our Savior o'er the sea, nailed to the cross for you and for me. To the Garden of Eden, where innocence dies, in the name
the God who crucifies. Of the cross, the gallows, the sacrificial stone, nothing remains now but memories and bones. Of the conquest of paradise, the story is told in the names of their gods, for kings and for gold. In the name of their gods, for kings and for gold. In the name of their gods, for kings and for gold. The conquest of paradise, the story is told in the name of their gods, for kings and for gold.
A little history lesson from Peter Rowan. Now, we're going to go next to Rita Hosking. And Rita is a local talent that was raised in Round Mountain, near where our main studio was located. Rita Hosking has not only performed at the Strawberry Music Festival, she's also been an MC for it, and she related that this was a whole lot of fun. First song we're going to play by Rita is called If You Come Back Again. If You Come Back Again, Rita Hosking.
Bucket drums and violins, dancing bombs with drunken grins, bonfire and a big amen if you come back again. Whole pot of innocent stew, Uncle Bob in his pink tutu, play kazoo with deja vu. Saltine sardine buffet, 75 degrees all day. If you come back again, if you come back again, salmon start to spawn, and midnight musicians write pretty songs at dawn, and fireflies begin to light up a pantheon made up of your good friends. If you come back again, cowrie shells and British pounds, bells and crying basset hounds, buy us all another round if you come back again. Red paint, cardinal sin, getting out my old boat's
Our next song by Rita Hosking will be Maybe Elvis. You never know.
Maybe hotter weather will be better. Fossil fuels will last us forever. Maybe billionaires really care about us. Maybe I'd drive better after drinking. Maybe Wilkes Booth never shot Lincoln. Maybe Rosa Parks never rode a bus. And maybe healthcare really costs that much. Maybe Elvis will save us. Float down on a cloud and play us. Hound dog, we'll all become the same. Good for me, and the homeless are happy on the street. Maybe women don't need the right to choose. Maybe Vietnam was a vacation. Maybe we don't need United Nations. Maybe David Duke is a good dude. Oh, and walking on the moon was just fake. She says no, she really means yes. Maybe Jesus visited Wichita. Maybe vagina is a bad word. Maybe no one can figure out my password. Maybe Pink Floyd never made the wall. And those genocides never happened at all. Maybe Elvis will save us.
Maybe Elvis. Why not? Now, the last song I'm going to be doing by Rita Hosking is called Good People. And Rita has been very good to KKRN Community Radio. She's done several benefit concerts for us and has been very supportive of our station. And we really appreciate that. So our last song, she's one of those good people.
From Iraq gave the shirt off his back. Good people wherever you go. Family from Chad fed us everything they had. don't see their kind at home. Some been shot at, they don't like that. They're on a journey all alone. Russia, Pakistan, Malawi or Mexico, good people wherever you go. Americans voting red, green or blue, good people wherever you go. Love home and family, no different than you, good people wherever you go. Most been lied to, most have tried to make the best on their own. None are innocent, so let those without sin be the ones to cast the first stone. Arkansas, Iowa, New York, or Idaho, good people wherever you go. A young man is stabbed, dying where he lay, good people wherever you go. He says, tell the crowd, I love everyone on this train, good people wherever you go. Some are not most of them. Some of us just carry heavy loads. Most will pause and lend a helping hand, trying hard to follow the good road. Remember when you're feeling low, there's good people wherever you go. Oh, you know, any time is time to get to know good people wherever you go. There's good people.
Rita Hosking, you're listening to The Eclectic Hour on KKRN 88.5 FM Community Radio with your host, Craig Boyer, and we also have Bob Christensen in studio.
Hi there.
All right, Bob. He really is here.
I am.
The community support of our listeners is what's keeping these programs on the air. None of us is paid. We do this for love of community. If you've not already done so, please consider joining our KKRN family by sending a donation of support to Pencil and Paper Ready, KKRN, at P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. Or you can find the donate button at our safe and secure website at kkrn.org. Now, there's another way you can help, and that is to donate a car, a truck, a boat, or an RV to the KKRN cause by going to careasy.org or by calling 1-855-500-7433. And Bob Christensen and Jim Dowling and Lily have done a real fine job of announcing our car donation efforts. So if you have not heard that, why, you're in for a treat. I really like the way it turned out, Bob.
Well, we donated our camper van, and it was a pretty easy process and brought in some money for KKRN, kind of keep the love flowing.
Oh, thank you so much. Seriously.
Well, you know, we were pleased to do it.
Well, there's your testimonial, folks, and so we invite you to join with Bob and do the same. Really appreciate it. We're going to resume our show with two songs by Mumbo Gumbo. Can you say anything about Mumbo Gumbo?
I love Mumbo Gumbo. We've chased them all over Northern California. They're a Davis, California band. They've been together since the 90s. We first saw them in Fresno in 1990, 1991. They were 8 or 9 or 10 people at that point. Now they're down to maybe 7. yeah, great band. I think you're going to really enjoy them. Different.
You mentioned that they're based in Davis. Rita Hosking is now based in Davis as well.
Right.
And I have family down in Davis, too, and I like it real well down there. Okay, we're going to do that Mumbo Gumbo song called Love Makes Me Stupid.
I love this.
Okay.
Chris Webster wrote this one. She's a great singer.
Oh, here we go. Mumbo Gumbo.
One, two, top, two, three, four. Love makes me stupid.
Mr. Right One.
Yeah, I think a lot of us can relate to that one. Love makes me stupid.
Love that song.
Yeah, puts a smile on my face. Now, our last song by Mumbo Gumbo will be The Wonder of It All. Mumbo Gumbo. Now we're going on to Harry Manx. And Bob, you were saying something about what you know about Harry Manx.
Well, I didn't hear him at Strawberry, but I did meet him in the restroom at the Sisters Folk Festival where we were hanging out, I guess you might say.
I guess so.
He introduced himself. He's quite a background. He studied for 7 years with a master in India before moving on to Japan, where he lived for 12 years and made his living busking on the streets. He's from, I believe, Australia originally. Great performer.
Mm-hmm. And he has that Afghani rag, which sounds like it's playing on a sitar, but you said it's not really.
It's a guitar-shaped instrument that has 24 sympathetic strings attached, and there's only, I think, four of them in the world, and he has one.
Mm. I listened to that. It was very nice. We're not going to do that here, but what we are going to do is Don't Take Away His Name.
That's a good one.
Okay.
Life came at him just like coal reaching up from the floor. His fire wouldn't catch, no one knocking at his door. Well, it was not long ago, yeah, they stood in the midday sun like a ragged man. Oh, oh, whose time tears, really have a little laughter, 'cause he gave up being afraid of the ever, ever after. Yeah, we lost a friend today, and all the papers say it was just one more beating heart that died in bed today. Don't you take his name away, don't take his name away. Don't you take his name away, hey, hey, don't take his name. Some secret inner landscape, hawkers on the pavement and the games they play. Yeah, yeah. His words try to convey, hey, with the heat and the dust and such, the joy of all he'd come to know. Yeah, and the little he'd come to trust. Tears, they have a little laughter, 'cause he gave up being afraid of the ever, ever after. Yeah, we lost a friend today, but all the papers say it was just one more beating heart that died in bed today. Don't you take his name away, hey, hey, well, don't take his name away. Don't you take his name away, hey, hey, don't take his name.
Don't you take his name away. Don't
take his name away. Don't you take his name away. Don't take his name away. Don't you take his name away. Don't take his name away. Don't you take his name away. Don't you take his name away. Don't take his name away.
Harry Manx.
The man.
Very nice. And I appreciate that you shared this with me because I heard the name, but I'd never heard his music, and I really appreciate it.
Several more at home.
Okay, well, I'll have to check those out. We're running out of time, we're going to ease out with a song or a selection by Nina Gerber. She does some beautiful guitar work.
She was Kate Wolf's guitar player for years and years and years. She heard Kate Wolf when she was young, 15 or 17, and set that as her goal to play with her and studied guitar and mandolin until she did.
Well, she's done some beautiful music, and we're going to ease out with one of her selections. And we want to thank you for lending us your ears and for listening to and supporting KKRN Community Radio. And I want to thank you, Bob.
You're welcome.
And I want to give out a thank you to those people we count on daily to put these shows in the lineup so that they go out over the air when they're supposed to go out over the air. Please tune in next week for another edition of our Eclectic Hour. And now, Nina Gerber. Thank you.